Speaking in Arabic at a news conference Thursday evening in Khartoum, Vice Chairman of the Umma Party, Siddiq Muhammad Ismail, called on the party's six new governors not to take up their post, accusing Prime Minister Hamdok of failing to be inclusive when choosing the country's governors.
We categorically reject to be part of the state institutions that have been announced, because they have not met the selected criteria agreed upon earlier. The appointment is lacking acceptance among the grassroots, which has been clearly noticed.
Muhammad says unstable states such as Darfur region should be ruled by retired military figures due to its fragile situation. He argues Hamdok failed to follow the agreed-to protocol for nominating state governors, and therefore the Umma Party's representatives should withdraw from the proceedings.
Those who have been named as governors, as our party's representatives, we are confident that they will follow the party's high organizational discipline, perseverance, sacrifice, and principles. They were nominated by our political bureau. Therefore, we expect them to act according to our party's objectives, which you put the national interests above personal interests.
Hamdok named National Umma Party representatives to be governors of the states of White Nile, Southern Kordofan, South Darfur, West Kordofan, East Darfur, and West Darfur. Speaking in Arabic by telephone from Khartoum, Abubakar Abdurazik, a political member of the pro-Islamic Popular Congress Party, says governors were not selected based on their competence but on party quota.
All the political parties are supposed to be excluded so that they carry out preparations during the transitional period and campaign for the national elections. We expected this period to be governed by independent individuals so that it doesn't affect the political divisions among the parties, and so that we are sure the upcoming elections are fair and just.
Abdurazik says his party fully supports the appointment of female governors, but says there should have been more than 2 out of 18 governors.
We think that instead of having only 2 female governors, there were supposed to be 5, so that they constitute 25%. This was our opinion, which we submitted earlier to the Military Council.
The Sudanese Professionals Association also issued a statement Thursday, says it has reservations about the method followed in appointing the 18 governors. It said the appointment of civilian governors is a long-awaited popular demand, but that it had a number of reservations about the way in which the rulers were appointed. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.